Hello everyone, I'm Ngọc Dương. I would like to present our paper co-authored with Emmanuel Vincent and Denis Gripovat from India, Rennes, France, titled An Acoustically Motivated Space Applier for Underdetermined Driven Source Separation. And this morning, we have heard the first two presentations, which is mainly focused on the source spectrum model, like NMFs or SMM, as we heard before. So I would like to emphasize that our work here, on the contrary, focuses on the spacer model, that is the modeling of the source spacer position. So here's the outline of the presentation. First, I would like to briefly address the problem, followed by a general Gaussian modeling framework for source separation. Then we move to the main contribution of the work, that is by designing a new acoustically motivated space applier and design a maximum positive driver parameter estimation to enhance the source separation performance. And finally, I saw some experimental results and conclusion. Okay, here we are considering the source separation problem where we use a high multi-channel signal denoted by I sub T to separate Z sources, S sub Z, and where the number of sensors is smaller than the number of sources is called underdetermined case. Okay, and here's the structure. And if we denote by CZ the contribution of only source SZ to the microphone array. So CZ is called source emissions, which is related to the original sources by a mixing processes characterized by the mixing filter SZ that modeling the acoustic processes from the source to the microphone. And in the cocktail party room, since the mixer is a mix of several sources, so we have ST is the sum of CZ. Okay, that's a missing model. So most state-of-the-art approach for underdetermined source separation operates in the frequency domain, where the convolution in the time domain is approximated by the complex value multiplication in the frequency domain, which is a simpler form. And they also realize on a sparsity assumption where only a few sources are assumed to be active at each time frequency point. For instance, a very popular duet algorithm includes two steps. First, they estimate the mixing filter is here, like SJ, and then the source coefficient SJ or CJ is recovered by, for instance, binary masking, where only one source is considered to be active at each time frequency point. So, but this technique will remain limited in a realistic reverberant environment, since the narrow band approximation here does not hold. So in our work, we consider a different framework where the short-term Fourier transform coefficient of the source emissions is modeled as a zero mean Gaussian random variable. So CZ is modeled as Gaussian with the zero mean and covariant matches sigma J. And we further factorize sigma J by the two parameter VJ and RJ. And VJ is a scalar source variant which encodes the spectral power of the sources. So that is for modeling the source spectral information. And RJ is a spacer covariant matches we call this, which encode the spacer position of the sources. Okay, and we are focusing more on the modeling of the RJ. So as a state of just relying on the narrowband approximation, we result on the rank one matrix of RJ is a product of the two missing vector lattices. But in our works, we propose the full rank matrices for RJ, where the coefficient of RJ are not deterministically related. Okay, so there is no such form like this. So given the Gaussian modeling framework and the parameterization, the source separation architecture will include four steps showing in this figure. First, the time domain signal is transformed into frequency domain. And then we estimate the model parameter. Here is the source variant and spatial covariant matrix. And then the source coefficient is recovered by Wiener filtering, sky of soft masking, and then reconstruct the time domain signal. So we are focused from now on on the estimation of model parameter, which the likelihood is defined here. Okay, and here I present the main contribution of the paper. It's called acoustically motivated spatial prior. So we are considering the source separation in some situation where the geometric setting can be known. Such situation can come, for instance, in a car for where the position of the driver is fixed, or in a formal meeting where the position of this deliverator is fixed, for instance, or on the broadcasting where we know exactly the position of the sources and the room acoustic. So given this known geometric setting, we can exploit the knowledge about the source position and the room characteristic to enhance the source separation performance. That's the motivation for the work. And here we see what is the knowledge from the theory of room acoustic. So if we assume that the direct path and the reverence path are uncorrelated and the reverence path is diffuse, it means that the sound can come from all positions in the room. So the theory will let us know the mean of the spatial covariant matrix will include the contribution of the direct path, which is defined here, and the covariant of the reverse path. And all these parameters, S, sigma, and C, can be computed directly given the geometric setting. So for the lack of time, I will not present the detail how it can be computed, but you can refer to the paper. So, okay, let's say again. So given the room, geometric setting, we can compute the means of the spatial covariant matrix. And given this mean, we defy the inverse Grisard prior over the spatial covariant matrix. So Aj follows the inverse Grisard distribution with the mean given by here can be computed from the theory of statistical room acoustic, and the variant, which is controlled by the parameter M, is called degree of freedom, can be learned from the training data in the maximum likelihood sense. Again, I will not present the detail about the learning process. The reason we choose inverse Grisard here is that it's conjugates prior to the Gaussian likelihood, so it's been researched in a closed form update later on. Okay, so now our purpose is to estimate the parameter theta, and we use the expectation maximization EM algorithm for this purpose, where each step we estimate the empirical covariance of each sources, sigma has of j here, by this equation, where W is simply a Wiener filtering, a multi-channel Wiener filtering. And in the M step, it's devoted for the map parameter updates of each sources. So you can see Vj and Rj can be iteratively updated in each EM step. And if you see the equation of this update, you can see that here is the contribution of the likelihood, and this part comes from the contribution of the prior that we added, and gamma is a share of parameter which determines the contribution of the prior. And if you want to update the parameter in the maximum likelihood sense, you can simply set gamma is zero, so we can come to likelihood sense. Okay, now we have everything in hands, and let's I show some experimental results. So we will compare the source separation performance proposed in the paper using the map parameter estimation with the maximum likelihood algorithm, the two maximum likelihood algorithm actually, where the first one is that we don't know anything. So Aj are blindly initialized. And the second one is that Aj is initialized from the same geometric setting, so it's a fair comparison. we saw that if we know some geomatic setting beforehand, we can improve the source separation, right? And we also compare the source separation with the baseline binary masking, where the missing filter is fixed to the first eigen vector of theta, where theta is computed from the geomatic setting, which I showed the formula before. And here is some parameter, like a speed length, sampling rate, or number of EM iterations, something, okay? And here's the final results. This is the average results in terms of signal to distortion ratio, which measures the overall distortion. We compare the separation results over a three stereo mixture of four sources with the UI here, and microphone spacing is 5 centimeters. And compute the separation results with different reverberation time, ranging from a very inaccurate, so 50 milliseconds, to a very reverberant environment, 500. And the blue line is the results given by our proposed algorithm, where the prior information is employed. And we can see that the proposed algorithm outperform all maximum likelihood algorithm and baseline approach in all reverberant time setting. Okay, for instance, I can show one example of the cell file. Okay. Okay, or maybe this doesn't work. Okay, I can skip it. So you can see that, for example, at the reversion time of 250, it's a moderate reversion time. Our proposed algorithm, where we know some prior knowledge about the setting, can enhance the source separation performance by 1 dB SDR compared to another algorithm here. Okay, here's the conclusion of the talk. In the, our work, we propose an acoustically motivated spatial prior, which is from the theory of statistical room acoustics. And we derive a maximum a posteriori algorithm, which offer principal solution to the estimation of the moral parameter and the permutation problem. Okay, I'd like to emphasize this one because given the known geometric setting with the map algorithm, we do not suffer from the well-known permutation problem in the frequency domain source separation. And importantly, we saw that the proposed algorithm outperform state-of-the-art approach. But at this point, we still need to know many parameters like source position and the reversion time to compute the mean of the spatial covariance matrix. So the future work can be devoted to a fully blend source separation by estimating all the acoustic parameters. Okay, that's the end of my presentation. Thank you.
So we have time for several questions.
Okay.
Thank you for the presentation. My name is Hiroshi Sawada from NTT. And how do you calculate the spatial prior in reality? Like
In the what?
Yeah, spatial prior. How do you calculate?
Okay. So here's a spatial prior. Mm-hmm. So the distribution is given. So what we need to know is the mean and the variance, which is divided by M. So for the mean, theta, we can compute directly from the geometric setting. For example, if we know the distance from the source to the microphone, so we can compute the first direct path from the source to the microphone, right? And also, if we assume that the reversion path is diffuse, so the theory of statistical room acoustics offers the equation.
Okay. The main part is Yeah. I understand. So my question is, if the prayer is different from the reality, like the direction is different, like 3 degrees, or distance is different, how robust or how sensitive to your algorithm?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't investigated such kind of thing, but it is very good for future investigation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, this work is just initial work where we try to prove that given some known geometric setting, we can improve the principally source separation performance. But we leave such kind of source separation or the estimation in the future. We would like to estimate this parameter blindly from the mixture. Mm. So at the time, we will not have such kind of variation. Yeah. Thank you for your suggestion. Okay, firstly, which is a very well-known duet with binary masking, we consider it as a baseline approach. And actually, in our previous work with the same modeling framework, like this algorithm with maximum likelihood presented in our previous paper, we also compare the performance with some other state-of-the-art algorithm submitted to the SciSearch campaign or using probabilistic model. And this proposed approach outperforms this algorithm, which is already compared to some other state of the art. I would not say all another state of the art, but just some of this, and especially the baseline approach. Thank you.
Any other questions? Then let's thank the speaker again. Okay?